Hey y'all, just wanted to share this moment with you. Just at the garden. Hello, hello. Rise again. There they go now. Strange animals. This is Laurie Anderson. Any Laurie Anderson fans out there? I have been. We've got the most incredible sky, so I have to show it to you this way. So funny. I don't know if you guys can see it. Oh, I just had to share. Not done my little chores and duties, but it's so beautiful. I can't stand it. So I wanted to share with you guys. And so we got anybody in the chat? Let me see if I can get the comments up. Aha! Hootube! Excellent, Brian Stavely. Hello, hello. Welcome to my garden, if you haven't seen before. Here I am in Riverview. I just spent the entire day at the farm, 7 hours in the really hot sun and a big rain and just beautiful. You know, like I actually showed up feeling like total shit. I had a slew of demons attack me last night. Anybody else? Hello, Steffi P. I wish I could give you a wrench, but I'm not. I'm only on my phone. I can't do it. Darn it. I have you in mind. And yeah, Cyber Silly, hello. Excellent. Nice lighting for you. Yes, yes. Like amazing. When you come down to the garden, it is the day's last sun is here, you know, because the city isn't in the way at all. And it's just a big, you know, expansive place. Let's see. There you go. Of course, it doesn't look like too much on the shot, but nonetheless, wanted to share. And my garden is doing amazing too. I want to show you guys. So I'll just turn the camera around. And we have like the Olympic lettuce section going on over here. Check out these lettuces, right? I'm so happy with them because I don't know, lettuce is my favorite summer food by far. I mean, it would be my favorite winter food if I had it growing too. Look at, it's just a work of art. What does God do to those little seeds to inspire such beauty and nourishment? This is really nice. I'm super proud of myself. They're quite mature now, so I think I need to cut them down. And I did cut one down. Oh, look, I forgot to water you. And it's growing back, so we'll see. I think I cut it down like way too big here. If you want to see, there's more lettuces, more beautiful lettuces. And this is my cilantro that's going to go to seed. And I'm not even watering it. I'm teaching it to live in the drought. I hear that it will do that. It'll go to seed and it'll create seeds that will grow here perfectly next year. It's downloading, finding out what the conditions are and how to thrive and survive. Like with no water, look how amazing they're doing. Really good. And then my parsley, I'm pretty excited. Have a bunch of parsley. There's more cilantro going to seed. And my dill starting to branch out. I've been eating some of that, so it's pretty good. And I got a hell of a pepper over here. I think this is a repeat for anybody who's been through my garden before. The chard is actually doing really well. It's got a couple of leaves with that maybe mold stuff on it, but so far it's good and it's really like getting big and beautiful. There might be a strawberry there. I think there's one strawberry on this little plant. It won't be the year of glory for it, but ta-da! One strawberry. How beautiful. I was eating one whole entire strawberry at the farm today. They've got a beautiful strawberry patch. And let me see what I'm missing here. Geominous luminous. Permaculture is where it's at. Yeah, we're not quite there, but pretty amazing space where I am in here and then on the farm as well. Demons, your past mom and dad, you worked it out, you cried, and you're doing great now. Wow, wow, so good. On chart, just pull it off. Yeah, okay, good. That's more or less what we did. That's good. Thanks, you got good advice there. Okay, pull off any ones that are not beautiful, I'll do that. And would you still eat if part of it, or is it best not to? I don't know the answer to that one. Strawberries take a few seasons, exactly. They're a plant of patience, so it's almost symbolic. And let's see, I missed a few more. Yep, the demons. You're jealous now, you and Joel. The green-eyed monster is not me, but heavens, yes, I'm on organic vegetables. Excellent. Hello, Lucy, TJ Trusty. There we go. I think I'm all caught up here. And Clayton Jacobs, you were in the garden all day. Excellent. It's not, doesn't want to put your comment up for some reason. Interesting. Whatever. And you don't. Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. Thrips are a tiny bug. Oh, very good. Sounds like you have a lot of knowledge. I need to Google a lot. Well, not Google anymore, but DuckDuckGo or something like that. And yeah, it's been crazy. I think that was probably the biggest demonic attack last night in a long time. I really felt it. I saw it in the sky. Other people were going through it. Got to, you know, call at 1 a.m. that I couldn't answer. And I hear my kid has been coming on my streams and I miss him every single time. It's like, what is that? I'm not expecting to see him. Don't expect him to take any interest in what I do. Yes, you are setting the example. Oh, well, thank you, Jominus Luminous. Put that comment up. Yours wants to go up here. You're going to try Clayton again. Did it. Excellent. Yeah, such a healthy thing, right? To go, just go and be in the land. Most of the work that I'm doing is, you know, with the exception of what I'm doing and where I am right now, it is, I don't want to say, like, I love it, absolutely love it, but there's a lot of computer time. A lot of screen time, a lot of sitting time. And so the gardening is just the exact opposite time. It's physical, manual labor, hard labor. So fun. Every time there's this, like, oh my God. Oh, there goes a chemtrail. Excellent. Just in case the mood was too high, we have to have a little reminder of Babylon, get a little hit in the solar plexus and the gut. But, you know, every time you take a hit, you can receive that energy. It's a fact. You're being sent energy, even if it's hateful energy or, you know, bullshit energy or whatever it is, you can use that stuff. Don't want to get too far from my car because I got the whole world going on over there. But yeah, wow. Here, let me show you the sky again. It's just being amazing. Just like it's some kind of art, right? Just for us. Sometimes I look at the sky and I wonder how incredibly unnatural it is. Highly possible. But you can find beauty in ugly things. And that's what we're here to do. It's a big job. That's the lover archetype that I write about in my book. And so that lover has a voracious appetite for finding the beauty no matter what. Even if there are circumstances that are absolutely not beautiful at all. So that's, we have to hire ourselves. You guys all hired yourself for that job already. Thanks for that hug on Facebook. Excellent. Thank you very much. Mike New, yes. Yeah, so you got to hire yourself for jobs or somebody else is going to hire you for jobs. And then it's never going to be in your vision of what you actually want. And, you know, you might get by and you might very well contribute to something that you are in alignment with and that suits your values, lets you be in integrity with yourself while you're doing it. So that's good. But the next step is to just really put yourself out there and have faith, walk in faith that that what it is wanted and needed because it exists, right? God doesn't create randomly. That's Satan. God doesn't make meaningless creations. That's Satan. There's no extra. There's no biding time. There's no spending time. What an evil expression, spending time. You know, if there's, you know, many gifts of this time that we're in is that it has really made time precious. And made me accountable to it in a way I haven't been before. And I was telling somebody today that I like to say, here, I actually get to sit down. I got a chair here. And love Grandma Annie's chair. Get to use it. And so, you know, time is totally fake. What they did to us with time was to put us in a time prison. And we were just kind of musing over the table today at lunch. Talking about how, well, maybe we won't even talk about Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday anymore. Maybe that just won't even be a subject, right? We don't we won't need it for anything. We'll just be following whatever nature is dictating that day, even that moment. And so that's all Kronos. Past client and guest of mine, Sergei Kvaltov, he came on my podcast a while back and he introduced me to the idea of Kronos versus Kairos. And Kronos is that artificial time frame. And Kairos is the timing, right? So time actually is nothing and timing is everything. You know, so it's a kind of a wild thing because you have to tune in beyond just the aspect of, you know, what to do and then just do it, but to feel and sense the timing of it, right? What is the environment? What are people going through? What's happening around you that would make this good timing? So it's a good question to ask yourself while I'm just rambling. And how are you guys doing? You're not used to me coming on this time of the evening. Space for cleansing, detoxes, releasing addiction at my always evolving healing center. Mostly work for trade as it is informing the building needs of the center. Oh, beautiful. That's amazing, Karen. Well done. That's awesome. Yep, doing your thing. So sad to realize the sky wasn't always the sky. I know. We thought God was doing all that crazy shit. Not all of it. But God is doing this crazy shit. Here, I'm going to show you this. Can you see that? That must be God, right? God rays. Can you see them? It must be God. It must be quite a conversation between the forces of good and evil. And speaking of that, I'm interviewing Dan the Christian Man on Monday. And I believe that's the title of the video, is The War Between Good and Evil. And if you don't know this guy, boy, did I get lit up hearing him speak. I've been following his videos and his channel for a while. And his YouTube is just Dan the Christian Man. He doesn't use his last name. And he's an expert in law and the Bible and, you know, all of the things that are keeping a living man or woman bound. And he's got a very beautiful take on it. I can't even say too much about it. It's all a blur for me, but I'll let him speak for himself. I can't even create any kind of a bio. But it does seem that he has a much simpler path than a lot of those ones out there, and they're getting results. So that's pretty cool. And he's Canadian, so any of my Canadian folks out there might be interested in that. And we're going to be live at, I believe, 1:30 in the afternoon on Monday. So check back. That's going to get scheduled any second so you can see it. And I don't know if I'm here for very long, what you guys want to talk about, if anything. You read needs his blood between good and evil are beyond good and evil. Okay, I totally don't understand that. That's all right. By Nietzsche. I read needs. Okay, I don't get that. Hello, Missy Bear. Nice to see you. That's fun. How's it going? How's your summer unfolding? Do you have a pretty like normal summer happening, or do you have like a really crazy summer like we're having? So I drive through town and on my way back from the farm, and I saw, you know, restaurants are open and they're jam-packed of ... jabbed people, double jabbed. So they are officially now taking a passport to get into a public restaurant. I mean, there's only public restaurants, right? Like, so it's full on here. It's full on. They're not turning back. Like, you know, when does that moment happen where you cannot buy food without a fucking passport, right? Like, it's so over the top. It's going to send us over the top too. They want to go over the top. We're going. We're going. You hope we all know the end is near, Jason said. Hello, Billington Bear. You just had tomatoes roll through this area. No, tornadoes. That's close. You had some tomatoes, tornadoes. That's close. I almost got it. And that's too bad. I hope you guys are all okay. That's pretty crazy. Karine, releasing trapped emotions. Yeah, that's what we need to do. It's gonna call up all the demons, you know, whether they originate inside you or not, in some ways it's irrelevant because you deal with them in the same way. It's all about your energy, your frequency, and what do you need to inside yourself let go so that you rise. So it doesn't matter how you're being attacked by your friends, your family, your society, the bullshit orders and crap and bullshit. It's if you can find it inside yourself and rise, energy wins in the end, man. It just totally does. You read Nietzsche's book, Beyond Good and Evil. Got it. Okay, cool. And you hope your tomatoes are doing okay. No kidding, in a tornado. Exactly. Yeah, so a little prayer for your tomatoes there. Hello, Alicia. Luna, nice to see you. Missy Bear said, yes, you call in what you manifest with your energy. You really do. You really do. That's the freaky part now, you know, of getting low. And last night, I was this like, right? I almost disappeared off the radar. That was pretty low energy. Haven't been there for a while. And I was working it and working it and working it and working it. And I was having just, you know, little breakthroughs, not the big one that sometimes happens. And I still felt it this morning. I forced myself to get up and go to the damn farm anyway. And the land healed me today, the land and the good company and the good food and everything just completely. I'm back. I feel like my energy's really back. So, but if that's the case, why doesn't the matrix know you're in pain and can't even walk? Ah, sorry to hear it, Jason. That's awful. I have another friend who landed in that situation recently. How can work on other things if I'm struggling physically? So that physical struggle, which my heart goes out to you, it's energy in your body, right? And it's coming in the form of pain, but it's energy. It's not there to hurt you. This is such a good song, by the way. I'll come back to this, but can you guys hear this or does it just turn into like...
Sharky's night
tonight. Who is this again?
He's
not at his desk right now. So does that sound underwater? There's my car. This is my cool car. You probably didn't see it. I would have never got this car. It's really impractical. Like, totally impractical. But it was a magic occurrence. There you go. It was magical. It's a convertible. Laurie Anderson. Yes, Clayton. Each of your eyes. They're doing everything I do. Light a cigarette, they light out theirs. I take a drink, I look again, and they're drinking too. It's driving me crazy. It's driving me nuts. There you go. Yeah, so you got to take that pain. You got to take it. You got to take it right in, because otherwise what happens is you just push it away. And by pushing it away, you make it stronger because that energy is trying to get to you. And so you have to get your attention even more strongly with that pain when you push it away. But if you open yourself to it and you let it come all the way to you, and then you see, oh, that's just stuck energy. That's all it is. Energy's trying to move, and I keep pushing it, saying, stop. Right? So you got to go the other direction. Open up. Let it come through you. And what I notice with pain and illness and everything, right? I survived a stage 4 lymphoma. So this is Wa, by the way. Wa. I don't know if you know her.
Oh. Open your heart.
I don't know if I'm disturbing everyone. My loud music. Someone come and tell me.
Open your heart, not to me, but to everything. Your love, your lives, everything. Open your heart, not a moment, all the time, to the comings of our lives.
I just make up the words when I don't know what they are, so you can hear me saying gibberish sometimes. Because I'm more tuned in with the sound of the voice, so I sometimes don't really learn the words. But I sing along the whole time. And Beth, you want to sing with me? Yeah, I want to sing with all you guys. That'll be, you know, I don't know when it's going to happen. We might have a sing-along this weekend at the farm. We're planning a little sleepover and bring the guitar and have a little sing and maybe do something fun for a change. Thanks, Steffi. Steffi has great songs. You should post one when I give you a wrench. Damn it. Can anyone give you a wrench? Probably not. There we go. Open your heart. Heart give. Anyway, you guys, I could sing at you for another few minutes, and then I'm probably going to pack it in for the day, go shower. I'm really, really covered.
And beautiful.
To Clayton, are you talking about Laurie Anderson? There we go.
Have I lost my place? There is no race against us.
Yeah, I made the words up. Hey, holy guacamole. Bob, nice to see you. That's awesome. There you go. Yeah, super fun. I'll get more organized with music, but I feel like there's just so much fucking work to do. Don't you guys feel like that? So much. Yeah. And I'm not... You know, I've actually had a pretty good pandemic, I have to say. There's been a lot of amazing times.
Open your heart, your love, your life.
There we go. Go out with the sunset here.
Your lies.
Here you go.
Burn within. Open your heart. Open your heart.
Does it sound like it's underwater?
Open your heart.
Thank you, Justin. I was just thinking about that today. I guess we're coming around to that time of year. I was in New York not too long from now. It was July. Not too long. Yeah, it's been, I was really thinking about, wow, a year. What has that done to us, for us? It's long and it's short at the same time. 2 weeks to flatten the curve. Here we go. Yeah, it's craziness, madness, but I think I will leave it at that. I love you guys. Thanks so much for showing up. Thank you. Thank you, Mike. Harmony's my favorite. So fun. So good. That way I don't have to smash you in the mic with too loud noise. Hello, Greg Oaks, nice to see you. I'll get you to go back to the recording if you want to finish up. Bob, thank you for adopting Baldini to the Globusters family. Amazing, that's great news, so good. Yay, I'm glad. I'll come sing at you in the garden again. There we go. Okay, everyone, have a lovely rest of your evening. Bye for now.